See again the gist of the Gemara, the structure of the Gemara. The Mishnah has on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph is alluding to the Takana of Zman, that if you have a get Mugdam, it's Pasul. And Reb Shimon holds also a get Mugdam is Pasul. But if Nechta Bayom and Nechtam Balayla, that's not Mugdam, because Reb Shimon is of the opinion that the reason for the Takana of Zman is because of Paris. So we don't pass like Rav Shimon, we pass like Rabbanan. But the Gemara still picks up on the top, 6 lines from the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Maybe Rav Shimon's far is Negeh LaHalacha. That the Ksivas Haget is Hascholas HaGerishin. The Gemara quotes Machlekes Rav Shimon. Emes Aymarim Leget. You have to have Shlosh Echad Shehavchona before the woman is permitted to remarry. So do you start counting the Chod Shehavchona from the Shas HaKsiva or from the Shas HaNesina? So this is Machlekes Rav Shmuel. And Shmuel's opinion that Mishas Ksiva is a Hemshech of Reb Shimon's opinion. Even though we don't pass like Reb Shimon, the Neget to the Zman and Neget, but Shmuel holds that Reb Shimon's Svar is relevant to the Din of Havchona. Then the Gemara says, this Machlekes Rav Shmuel, each one has a Braisa that supports him. Tani Kavasa to Rav, Tani Kavasa to Shmuel. Then it's a Shaila, how we pass. And so there are two girses. And you get to the punchline, there are two girses, right in the middle of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Where it's printed in our editions, it says Vilchus Mishas Ksiva, the Hakel, that you count the Gimel Chod Shehavchona from the Shas Ksiva Saget, even though it's not given till 3 months later. She can marry the same afternoon, because the 3 months of Havchona are up, if you start counting from the Shas Ksiva. And the Rosh quotes the other Giris, and that's what we are knowing. We have the other Giris, Vilchus Mishas Nesina, not Mishas Ksiva. Then the Gemara quotes another Machlaikis, that we quoted the Machlaikis, Rabbi Shmuel. Why do we quote the Machlekes Rav Shmuel? Because Shmuel Shita about the Havchana is a carryover from Rav Shimon Shita in the Mishnah. So, since the Mishnah quotes Rav Shimon, even though we don't pass like him, so the Gemara quotes Shmuel. And it's a shaila whether we pass like Shmuel or not. Our Gemara says Hilchasik Shmuel, and the Rosh says Hilchasik Rav. Now the Gemara quotes another Machlekes Rav Shmuel, 100% unrelated to this Machlekes. But just the structure of the Hemshech, of the discussion is, there's another Machlekes Rav Shmuel, and each one has a Tanya Kavasim. But this second Machlekes is totally unrelated to the first Machlekes, and it's totally unrelated to the Mishnah of Reb Shimon, Anarda. What was the second Machlekes? The Din of Shemitah, that Shvi'is Mishametes B'Sofa, Shvi'is only cancels, so Tosfos claims that Shvi'is only cancels Halvois. It doesn't even cancel a chob stam. A man accepts upon himself Tosefes Ksuba. So Tosis says, since it's not a halvois, a shmita doesn't cancel it. The Tosis is very difficult. The Achrenim has to kash. The Tosis is very difficult. What's the whole idea of Zekifas Milva? If I yo hakoch sachanus, I bought from the grocer in the course of the last 10 years and I didn't pay him all the bills. I bought from the butcher shop and I didn't pay all the bills. But if Zokah follow the Milva, then it is Mishametas. Why? Skivas Milva means I accepted upon myself a new Hiskaibus. I owe the butcher $845.58 in change. So I accept upon myself such a Hiskaibus moment, and by my accepting that Choyb, that Hiskaibus serves as the payment for the first Choyb. So the first Choyb is paid up, and now it's a Choyb Stam. Now it's a Hiskaibus Stam. A Choyb Stam is cancelled by Shvi. That's the gist of the Mishnah. Achoyb Stam is canceled. Hakofas Achonus ain't Mishametis. So it's very strange what Tosfos says. Tosfos doesn't understand. Why did the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Hey have to say that Tosefes Ksubas Dina Kiksuba with respect to Shemitah? Tosfos asked the Kasha, but Shemitah is not going to be Mishamet anyway. Shemitah is not Mishamet Ksuba because it's not a Chob Stam. It's a Maisa Bezn. It's a Tanai Bezn. Bezn is Matal the Chiyav Ani. Just like the Chiyavaynis and the Fatah Moitzu Shemra and Shloshim Shalevet in the Choyv Olamazik, Shviyis is a Mishamet, that's a Choyv, that's a Chiyav, a Milva Ksuva Batorah. So Ksub is a Milva Haksuva Batorah Midi Rabbon. Ksub is a Chachamim Ma'amatal Ani. So Shviyis is not Mishamet that. Shviyis on Mishamet Halvor and Choyv Stam. So the Gemara says in Ksuba, so what about Tosefes Ksuba? Tosefes Ksuba is a Choyv Stam. I accepted it by myself out of the goodness of my heart. So the Gemara says, no, Tosefes Ksuba is Dina Ki Ksuba, just like Ksuba is not Mishamet, Shviyas is not Mishamet, is Ksuba, so Shviyas is not Mishamet, is Tosefes Ksuba. So Tosis has that a funny, they're bothered with the kasha, and that's how they divert the whole pshat and the whole Gemara. They turn the whole Gemara upside down and Yavam is there, in Ksuba's Dafnan Hay. They're bothered with the kasha that Shviz is only Mishamet is Halvoa, not Mishamet anything else. The Pashto says that it's not so. Shviz is Mishamet is Halvoa and Kvaivstam. That's the whole idea of Hakofa Sachanuts. So the Pashto is not like the Tosis. Pashto is the Gemara in Ksuba's, means what it says. That Tosefes Ksuba is Dinik Ksuba, that's why Shviz is not Mishamet it. Because they don't treat it like a Kvaivstam. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say again? The Ksuba is not cancelled by Shemitah because it's like Amdul Vaksuba Batoira. It's like Onis and Mefatam Oitzu Shemra, Achoyva Lamazik, also not cancelled. Also not cancelled. Shviz on the Mishamid, Halvois and Chayvstam. But if Zokha follows Amdul, then it does cancel. So when is Shviz Mishamet says Haksuba? So that's a machlekes hatanoim, Tanya Kavasa Derab, Tanya Kavasa Dishmol. And a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, which opinion of the Tana we should accept. So Shmuel is of the opinion, either Skifas Milva converts it into a Chayv Stam, or Pogma, when she started to collect the Haskolas HaPiron. Pogma means when she started to collect the Haskolas HaPiron. So it's very strange. Why? Skifas Milva, I understand. That's the same as Hakofas Achanos. If you did Skifas Milva, then it's Mishamet. Why should you say that Pogma should change it? Very difficult. What does Rashi say? The Goli Daita Nemedes Ligos for the Freya, and therefore what? So Rashi's Pshat is within Rav. Rav, we don't understand either. Rav says you have to have both. You have to have Pogma plus Skifas Milva. Why do you need Pogma with Skifas Milva? Why can't you have a Skifas Milva on the Ksuba itself? Why do you say you can't begin to do the Skifas Milva till after Mishitivgam? It's very unclear, Rav. After Tanoim Hal, Shmuel is also very unclear. Why does Shmuel, I understand what Shmuel said, that Skifas Milva is good, but why do you have to have, why does he say that either Pogma or Skifas Milva? Why does Pogma cause it that it converts into a Chov Stam? Very unclear. And what's the definition of a Skifas Milva? In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Zayin, the Siman of that Prus book, they're different opinions. One is considered Skifas Milva. Here the Brisa says, Me'ema Sain Niskofim and Milva, Mishas Hamad Bedin. If there are Amad Bedin. So the Sma writes in Choshe Mishpat and Siman Samach Zayin that this Brisa that says that Mishamad Bedin is considered Skifas Milva, that's only by Ksuba, or by Emes and Mefatim, or Tzishemra, by Choyvel Amazik. That would be considered. By a halvoa, we wouldn't say like that. It depends whether it's a milvah ksuva batar, milvah shenik ksuva batar. The Gemara has in different places, in different areas, there's a distinction between his chayvus mamon that one accepts upon himself, midaito, his chayvus midas, or a milvah ksuva batar, which is imposed upon him, ibachutz, that he never accepted. Many differences, lahalocha, between the two. So here there's another difference, that if you have a halvoa, if you have a halvoya, or you have a chov stam, a person accepts upon himself his chavis to give the other one $10,000. And then he doesn't want to pay. And then they go to a din Torah, and the bezin paskens that he has to pay. So we wouldn't say that mishamad bedin, that constitutes a halvoya. A halvoya is canceled by Shemitah. Halvoah is cancelled by Shemitah. Chayv Stam is cancelled by Shemitah, yeah. So you don't need Skifas Milva. So what does it say over here? What's a Hischayvus Midas that's not cancelled by Shemitah? Let's say Hakofas Achanus. When I shop in the stores, I agree to pay Demei HaMekach. So Demei HaMekach is a Hischayvus Midas. And that's not cancelled by Shemitah. But if Zokha follow the Milva, then it will be cancelled. That's a Mishnah. It will be cancelled by Shemitah. So there in the Mishnah is in the Chosh Mishpat, it doesn't say that Mishamad Bedin that constitutes a Skifas Milva for Hakobas Achanus. So the Sma says why? Because that's a Hischaibis Midas, and that's not enough of a Skifas Milva there. But here, where we're dealing with Onis and Mefatim, which is Shemra, Aksuba, so this is not a Hischaibis Midas, this is a Chib that the Torah imposes, once you have a skifas milva, once you have an amad bedin, then it accomplishes that. That's considered a skifas milva. So also it's unclear. Why should it be a difference? Why is it over here? This is called the skifas milva, and by hakovas achanu is not considered skifas milva. I don't know. The Rishonim don't say a word here. The Rashba and the Ritva, they make believe that this is explained somewhere else. What they wrote is Sefer HaShviyos. No one explains anything over here. I don't know. Yeah. Then the Gemara has about a shtar mukdam. Yes.
If you say that not only a milveh but all cold stans are canceled by shmita, then where do you draw the lines to say why, like kafas hakanus, nonis mefata would not be canceled by shmita?
That's not a chov stam. That has a shame labai to it. It has a different label.
Even Hakav
Sakhanim
or
Skar Sakhir? Skar Sakhir is also not canceled by Shmita, right? That it has special dinim. A special dinim. The Meha Mekach has a special din that if you never pay up the money, so the Mekach is undone. The din is if I buy karka, I buy metalkalim, so I can buy the karka with the Kinyan Chazaka, with the Kinyan Shtar. And the karka belongs to me, even though I didn't pay for it now. What if I never, ever, ever pay? So then the halacha says that it's the whole mekach is undone. I'm not kain. Or if I buy metalkalim, I'm kain with agbor, meshicha, or chalipin, or whatever. So it belongs to me, even though I didn't pay yet. This is on the understanding that someday I pay. If I never, ever pay, so then not. So that's a special quirk of a din by hakofa sachanus. That if I don't pay, so the whole mekach is undone. Chivis Pailam also has its own din, special din biyomah tikun schara, special halachas on Chivis Pailam, a special din Chivis Pailam. You have to pay dafke in cash. You can't pay in shava kesef. Shava kesef is not kikesef. So whenever the chayv is not a chayv stam, has a shame lavai to it, mazik chayvo. Well, those are chiyuvim that the Torah imposes. Chiyuvim that the Torah imposes are not canceled by shviyas. But even the chayvis midas, if it has a special shame lavai, not a chayv stam, then it's not canceled by shviyas, unless you make a kofas achanut. So there, unless you make a skifas milva, so there a skifas milva has to be something much more than omad bedin. This brisa that says meimasan niskafim milv mishas amad bedin. This is only over here by ma'ase bezin. But if it's his chayvis midas, like meha mekach a kofas achanus, that we don't consider a mishamad bedin as a skifas milva. By Habchana, I mean the first half of the Amud is Habchana. So that's Issa the Heta, yeah. No, usually whenever the Gemara doesn't say, so we usually follow the general rule that the din is like Rabbi Issa the Heta, the din is like Shmuel by Dini Maminus, unless the Gemara paskins otherwise. So here, this is Issa the Heta, Habchana is Issa the Heta, and some of, and many have the Girsa that Halacha is like Shmuel. Yeah, the Gemara is paskining. There are exceptions to the rule. The way we have the Girsa printed in our editions, the Gemara is saying that this is an exception to the rule. Yeah, the second case of the Pashtus is an issue of Dini Mamanis. Yeah. What does the Gemara say again? What does the Mishnah have? Nachamal. If the Mishnah is talking about a get muktam is no good. Okay. Because mid the Rabbanan they instituted Zman, and it has to be the correct Zman. It's the incorrect Zman. Fine. Shimon holds that Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayla is the correct Zman because Mishas Ksivis Aget. That's when the Baal loses Paris, and according to Reb Shimon, the reason for the institution of Zman, Reb Nimat is Tikkun Zman Begitin, like Rish Lakish said, because of Paris. And we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Okay. We pass him that a Mugdam is no good. What's the din of Mugdam by Ashtar Halva is also no good. Why? Because the relevance of the Zman by Ashtar Halva is that the Bezin should know when the Shibin Nechasim begins, when, starting from what day on does the Malva have the right to collect from the Lokuchas who bought from the Loive. So if it's going to have an earlier date, from a month earlier, from a year earlier, from a day earlier, so he may be cheating the Lokuchas. It may turn out that the Malva is going to be collecting from the Lokuchas like he did. So the Gemara says over here, what if it's asukim beoso inyan? So the Gemara says, no, then there's no problem. So the Ran explains on the Rif, if the halvoah was made already, the Malva already lent the $10,000 to the Loive. So it's a Milva al peh, it's not yet a Milva b'shtar. The Milva al peh only has Shibir aguf, doesn't have Shibir nechosim. And then the Loive agrees he's going to give a shtar. And they start writing the shtar, and it takes a long time. So they started before the Shkiyah. And they didn't finish, then had a daven mincha ma'ariv, whatever. To the time they finish writing the shtar and signing the shtar, it takes so long, such a long nusach hashtar with so many clauses and so many conditions. So if it's asukim be'osu inyan from the beginning to the end, and then it's not signed and it's not given over, it's not handed over to the malva until Laila, so the Gemara says everybody agrees that's okay. Amarav lozbreb tzadik lo shanu ela. When do you say a shtar muktim, a shtar halva muktim is not acceptable if ain't asukim be'osu inyan? So then this man on the muktim is incorrect. Abel asukim be'osu inyan, then it's correct. Why is it good? So the Ran explains, because the Shibir Aguf there is already, he borrowed the money already. The only shaila is, there's no Shibir Nechosim. Hakam is no Shibir Nechosim. So the Gemara says, because Milva Pez Leis Leikola. Only Milva Bishtar is Leis Leikola. So here Rashi says, Mishas Ksiba Nami Is Leikola. Since it's Asukim Be'oso Inyan, and he's going to give over the Shtar, he gives over the Shtar ultimately at night. So Asukim Be'oso Inyan makes it that it's Is Leikola. This is really, we discussed it, we thought there was a machlekes harishayim earlier, what accomplishes, what's the nature on Gimel Amid Beis, there was the bottom test of Zgodim and the Chasim Shibodim, what accomplishes the, why is there a difference between Milva Bishtar and Milva Alpeh? Is it that Milva Bishtar, the Shtar serves as a Shtar Kinyan, just like Karka's Niknes Bishtar, so the Shtar Havor, is a shtar kinyan to be koneh neshib and nechasim? Or should I say no? Basically, the milva, the halvoah, the matan mois of the halvoah creates the shibin aguf. And really, the shibin aguf should always carry with it a shib and nechasim. The only thing is that it's leisle kola. So as soon as you write a shtar, then it becomes isle kola. Then I say, not that the shtar service is a shtar kinyan. No, it's a shtar raya. The shtar just accomplishes it. The shtar raya just accomplishes that it's isle kola. So the Meila, the Matan Mois creates the Shibin Nechosim. So the Pashtus and Agimara is the second way. The Pashtus and Agimara says, Asukim Boso Inyan, it's not considered a Mubdom. Why? Because the Havod took place already. So there already is a Shibin Aguf. Aye, but it's Leis Lekola, so that's why there's no Shibin Nechosim. So that's what the Gemara says. Since it's Asukim Boso Inyan, from the beginning of the Ksiva, till the time that he gives over the shtar balayli after tzeisa kachavim, it's asukim b'oso inyan from the beginning to the end. So that's called isle kola from the tchilas aksiva. Or emishas aksiva nami isle kola. That accomplishes isle kola. Yes, this is fine if you say that that collecting shibin nechasim is just based on the shibir aguf always carries with it the shibin nechasim, whatever's going to be isle kola. But if you hold like that opinion in the rishonim that you need dafke shtar kinyan. That shtar to be kinda shibin a shtar accomplishes that the shibin nechasim because it serves as a shtar kinyan. So how are they going to read this gemara? I don't know. The Ran on the Rif is bothered with the difficulty in the Rambam. He says you look in the Rambam, you get the impression that the Rambam does not distinguish between a shtar halvoa where he owes him the money already. Here they run on page 16. On our daf, on the rift. On the last four lines. The nearly, the chi aminon, when the Gemara says, Asukim Osuinyan kosher, even though it's a day early, Haina daf ki bishtori havoe, the Zuzim ish abdeleh, he already did the matnamois, the kevin shem is umanim lachtom, since they're writing the shtar, and right after they finish writing the shtar, they're going to give it over. So ika kolo. So like Rashi said, is this le kolo is fine. Abul Bishtari Chiyuv, what if I want to create a Hischayv? Hischayv Ani Lachman Bishtar. I write on a document, I hereby obligate myself to give you $10,000 and I give you the Shtar. So before I give you the Shtar, there is no Chiyuv at all. So there it doesn't make sense to say Asukim Boso Inyan should accomplish that the Shim Nechosim should begin with Bod Yom. How can it begin with Bod Yom? There was no Matan Mois. Abul Bishtari Chiyuv, if it's a Shtar Hischayv, Shu mischayev b'kinyan or b'shtar. Either he's mishabin himself with the kinyan suder. Later it means he didn't do the kinyan suder yet. Or b'shtar, he just started writing it and he's going to make the kinyan suder balayla. Or he isn't even going to make a kinyan suder. He's just going to give a shtar. So he says b'meh mischayev b'yom. What created the Yisraelis? He didn't do the Kenyan Suda till Lila. He didn't give over the Shtar till Lila. Even though it's Isle Kolo, so what? Vadaloy Mishabdi. What good is that? Lefichach Tanihani ala Rambam, Shikasa the Perak and Niska, the Rambam that he quoted earlier. Oya Sukhmen, Shinichna Salah, Kosmapi, Shikonomi, other Balila, Kosha, Mashma, Pilib Shtori Chil. Says when the Rambam is Mashma, not only by Shtori Halvoy, where there already was a Matan was Mebodyo. So, whatever the Teretz is going to be on the Rambam is going to be the Teretz on the other Kasha also. If you hold that the Shtar Halvoy is supposed to serve as a Shtar Kinyan, so how does it help that it's Islay Kola Mebodyo? A Pella. The same Kasha he's asking on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that even by a Shtar is Chaybus, not only by a Shtar Halvoy that they already exist in Matan Moes. So the Shibir Aguf is already there Mebodyo. Even by Shtar Eschaivus also, the Rambam seems to hold that if a Sukkah Mosu Inyan is good, that's a Pella, huh? You didn't have the Kinyan till Lila. So whatever the Teretz on that, Rambam is going to be, they're going to be the same Teretz on this Kasha. How does it help if you have Islay Kola, if you hold like the Rishonim, that Shtar Halva is supposed to serve as a Shtar Kinyan? So the Shtar Kinyan, you see, what does it help Islay Kola? Islay Kola doesn't solve your problem. You have to have a Shtar Kinyan to be Kone the Shibir Nechos. I don't know.
Why can't you say it's considered one long Marcus Kinyan? It starts now and finishes later.
It didn't finish till later. That's what I say, like you said. It's one long Marcus Kinyan, it finishes later. So the Kinyan doesn't begin till it's finished.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
But the Kinyan doesn't begin till you finish the Kinyan. Yeah. What does it help that you started at Mebodyam? But you didn't finish the Kinyan until Balailah. I agree with what you said. It's one long Marcus Kinyan. But the Shibin Chasim should begin when the Maisa Kenyan was finished, when it started.
The first say it should be, since it's considered like an extension of the beginning, so even though it finishes now, but because it started during the day, you could say the Shiva begins during the day. You could say
why?
The Lila is just Hole Kahar Yom, right? It's just a continuation of the star. So
it is a continuation.
As long as the start happened, the Shiva should be taller on the star.
Why should that be so?
Just like a stretched out Kinyan. You know, Asukim Rosh Inyan says it's instead of taking a minute, it takes a day.
Maskin. So at the end of the day, when you finish the whole Kinyan, then the Kinyan will be chal. I agree with your description. So that's why Adarav. So that leads me to believe that the Shiva Nechasim shouldn't begin until you finish the Kinyan.
Be based on the Ran and Rosh Hashanah, where he says that when you can't have yeshivas better than Malayla, he says that if there is Chilu Bayayim, it's good enough because it could be, say, the whole thing is just a one Maisa Arifta that started.
The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says it. In Torah, the Kviyas Yeshivas Bezdin has to begin by Yom. You can't begin by Laila. That's why you can't be Mekabel Gerim by Laila. That's why you can't do Chalitza by Laila, because you have to convene a Bezdin. But if the Bezdin convened for a Din Torah by Yom and it takes hours and hours and hours and hours and I get finished 2 o'clock in the morning, so once the Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezdin was Nikva by Yom, so the Yeshiva's Bezdin can continue into the Laila. Yeah, but
so
what
the Ran's not Masber that is totally on Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezdin making Kviyas. He just says that since it's Nikva Basar Yom.
That what?
The Ran says that since we started the whole process during the day, it's not totally on Kviyas Yeshivas Bezdin being able to be done by Laila. It's totally on did we start during the day or not. So now everything could just be Nigra Basar Yom.
It does mean because the Bezdin was Nikva Bayom.
Well, it's just a Chisaron and Kviyas by Laila?
Yeah, I think so. Similar to the Din, the Gemara has a Din in Bava Metzia at the end of Perak Hazov. Chomish Pruta say, there's a Mishnah at the end of Hazov. There are 5 Dinim that depend on a Shavu Pruta. Kaddish and Isha in each other puta, to be kind of karka in each other puta, in Ishbaim al Pachas Mashav puta, by Be'ila Behegdish, you need a minimum of Shav puta, Pidya Masha Shani, you need a minimum of Shav puta. There is dinim, there are more than 5 dinim, but the Gemara subsumes them all under the 5 headings. So the Gemara says there, you can't make Bezin doesn't make a Yeshiva's Bezin on less than a Shav puta. Let's say you came to my candy store, and you bought we sell 10 gumdrops for a penny, and you bought one, and you owe me a tenth of a penny. A pachas mishav puta, you agreed to pay? So you have to pay a tenth of a pruta. For bezin, ein bezin is kokim lepochas b'shar pruta. If I come to bezin, I say I want to have it in Torah. They're not going to initiate it in Torah on a less than a shar pruta. But once the bezin is ready, I have another claim against him that last year he bought $25 worth of chocolate and he didn't pay. So once I have make a din Torah, once the bezin's his chilul, if once the bezin was yoshvu on the shavu pruta, then they can be done on the pachas m'shavu pruta also. The redinim in tchilas yeshivat bezin, kviyas bezin. So the kviyas bezin has to be by yom. It can't begin by laila. But once it began by yom, then it can continue into the laila. So this kasha that the Ran asks on the Rambam, he says apela on the Rambam. We have to find out what the teretz is. That's basically the same kasha that I'm asking on those rishonim. On the rishonim, I gimel on a base who claim that a shtar halvoa accomplishes shiva nechos not because it accomplishes islay kola, not because a shtar halvoa is a shtar kinyan to be koyin a karka like karka is niknis b'shtar. So shiva nechosim on karka, shiva nechosim is also kinyan lachatzoyin. That's how the Ritva writes in Kiddushin and Daf Yud Gimel, and that kinyan on the karka is nikne b'shtar. Yes, if you say it like that, so how can it be if Asukim Bosu Inyan and they started to write the shtar halvoa bayom and they don't finish it till Laila, they don't give it over till Laila, but it's a shtar kinyan. It's not just to accomplish Islay Kola. It's only Islay Kola, so you can say the Islay Kola from the beginning. But if it's a shtar kinyan, so it's a long process until the process is finished, till you give it over, so there's no kinyan.
There's a similar thing, let's say, when the man gives a get to the woman, he has to say, Horesh Gita. And if he doesn't say, that's no good. But if there were a Sukkim Bosu Inyan, so he gives her the get, he doesn't say anything. And then later on, he says, this is the get. As long as there were a Sukkim Bosu Inyan,
that's even though it's not Bishtika, is good, yeah.
It's good. Yeah. So we see, now over there, obviously, you cannot say it's completed with Damira. You need the Nesina Saget is the Chalos HaGerushin, not the Amira. So we see that the Sukhi Nosu Inyan of the Amira pushes it back to the Nesina, right?
The Amira that he did an hour ago, you don't need Amira Dafke Terke De Dibra of the Nesina Saget. Amira that he did an hour ago is also good.
Right.
Either because you don't need Amira, you just need an Umdir in the Mukhacha, because the Amira is Mitzuref to the Nesina, because it was Asukim the whole time.
Right, so don't you see over there, Sukkim Bosu Inyan puts the two together, connects the two times as one moment.
Okay, yeah, but what does it help over here?
Well,
I mean, the Amira from 2 hours ago says, I'm going to divorce you and I'm going to take care of you and whatever. So 2 hours later, he finally gives it again. So the statement that he said, I'm going to give you a get, and you'll be allowed to remarry, that he said 2 hours ago, is Mitzurif to Nesina that he says.
The other way around.
And the punchline is now, when he gives it again. So
but let's say the other way around. He first does the Nesina and then the Amira 2 hours later, not 2 hours early. Will also work.
I don't know what the din would be.
Yeah.
Is there a Gemara like that?
Didn't the Rambam say that if he says later?
Asukim Bosu Inyan, if he says later.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Not sure. I mean, originally he didn't say Hareza Gita, and after he did the Nesina, then he says Hareza Gita. So you don't even need Asukim Bosu Inyan. Then you don't even need Asukim Bosu Inyan. That's good, even not Asukim. Yeah. You don't really need Asukim Bosu Inyan. So we have to work on this kasha, the Ran's kasha on the Rambam. However, we're going to answer the Ran's kasha on the Rambam. That's going to be the same teretz on the kasha that I'm asking. If you hold that the shtar halvoa to accomplish shiva nechosim is supposed to serve as a shtar kinyan, so how does it help Asukim Bosu Inyan? Okay. Let's see. What does the Gemara have? Rav said a chiddush din. Rav says. Shmuel said a chiddush din. Omer Shmuel. That's what the last thing we learned on Wednesday last week. Ksuba can maise bezin damen. My maise bezin the whole name of the term balayla. Av ksuba nechtevas layam and a temas balayla. Let's see again. So maise bezin, I understand. Tosis explained. What's the maise bezin all about? So Tosis says, in Dibra Maskal, my maise bezin, ki di aminim b'chol duchte kushamet bedin, di govi mim shabdi. Gemara says it's not b'chol duchte, every single page in Shas. There are a few places in the Bavli, where it says kishamat bidin, whenever you have amat bidin, so that accomplishes shiva nechos. Fine, because amat bidin is a bezin has a kerch of hefke bezin hefke. The Bezin creates the Sheba Nechasin with the Amad Bidin. So when do they accomplish the Amad Bidin? It doesn't have to be from the time that they sign, that the Edom sign the Psak and hand over the document to the one who won the Din Torah. From the time the Bezin gave the Psak, Mishas Psak. Mishas Psak Din Ika Kola. That's what Taisus says. From the moment of the Gemar Din, there's already Yisle Kola, and the Gemar Din, the Bezin has the Kach of Hefke Bezin Hefke. So when they make a Gemar Din, they not only are Mavara that Pliny owes money to Pliny, they, with their declaration that you owe him money, they're creating Shiv Nechosim, Hefke Bezin Hefke. They can create Shiv Nechosim without any need for a Maisa Kinyan. So if it has today, if it's Nifta Bayom, the Psak Din was finished at 5 o'clock, and they didn't get to write the Shtar until 10 o'clock at night. So that's okay. As long as the Psak Din was Bayom, so that's the correct Zman. Zman is Bayom. So Shmuel says, Ksuba has the same status. Ksuba is also Kamaisa Bezna. Why is Ksuba the same status? So that's what we explained on Wednesday. The Gemara is talking about a case. They had Erisin and Isum move the pot from each other. Bizman HaTanach, Bizman HaGemar, till Bizman of the Gaonim, it was a long pause in between Erisin and Isum. So there's a machlok, there's an Ibaya in the Gemara, in the end of the first parak in Bav Metzia, whether Arusa, if the couple has Nisuin and the husband never obligated, the husband never gave his wife a ksuba, never obligated himself in a ksuba. So the Mishnah says, Afalpi, even though the husband never obligated himself, ksuba is a tanai bezin. He's mukhif to pay ikka ksuba. He's not mukhif to pay tosefes ksuba unless he agrees on his own. But the ikka ksuba is mukhif. The ikka ksuba is very little. It's just masayim zuz for a girl who's getting married the first time. So if the couple gets divorced or the husband dies after having had nisuin, so she collects ikka ksuba, that's a tanai bezin. If the couple gets divorced or the husband dies during erisin, so that's the gemara sofik. Whether there's a tanai bezin in such a situation, arusa yesh laksuba or ein laksuba. Then the Gemara asks, and then some machlekes Taisus in the Rambam have paskin, because the Gemara there's no pshitas. Gemara doesn't come to any maskana. So our Gemara seems to be assuming that arusa ein laksuba. The arusa doesn't have any ksuba. But then the Gemara asks in Bav Metzia, but there are beferish and brises that indicate arusa does get ksuba. Gemara says bishop kosav lo. If he gave her a ksuba during Erisin, then you have a ksuba. If Hashteitzot, you have a ksuba. It means no. If he gave her a ksuba, then we say there's a takonis bezin that she has ksuba. He won't say the ksuba that he gives her arusa is out of the goodness of his heart and shvis is going to be mishametas. No. It's not a hischayis mitas. If he gives her a ksuba, then we say then there is a tanai bezin. Every nesua has a tanai bezin that is ksuba. And shvis is not mishametas unless zokam father b'milva, unless pogma. But an arusa ein lo ksuba unless kosav lo. So then, if kosav lo, so then the chachamim said, if he accepted it upon himself, not that it's his chayvus nidas. Then there's a takanas chachamim that yesh lo ksuba, and then shvis would not be mishamet unless it's going to be zakav olav milva. So Shmuel makes a statement. The ksuba is also kamaisa bezin damya. Ma maisa bezin achtamayam tam alayla. Why? Because from the minute that Bezin gives the psak, Taisa says, Mishas ha-psak din, Bezin has the power of Hefke, Bezin Hefke, so they already made the Sheba Nechosim, so the earlier Zman is correct, Av Ksuba Nechteves Bayam Nechtemes Balayla. What is that all about? They're during Erisin, and the assumption is Arusa, Ein Lo Ksuba, it's not like we do. We make the Ksuba before you even have Erisin. So there's no Takonas Chachamim. So Bayas, what Shach to say, Nichta Bayam and Echtam Alayla, Shmuel was not going to apply a sheet to our case. There's no chiyuv at all. Shmuel was talking about a case when his kosav lo be'odo arusa. He gives her a ksuba when she's an arusa. Normally, arusa ain't lo ksuba. That's what our sugi is assuming. Unless kosav lo. In a kosav lo, it's not that he, it's not a hischayvus midas. Shvis will not be mishamit. It means if kosav lo, then there's a tanait bezin. Under such circumstances, then it has the status of ksuba. So the minute he starts to express his wishes that he wants to give his wife a ksuba, then the tanai bezin sets in. So right away, even though it's nichta bayom and echta malayla, it's not handed over till a layla. It's not a shtar hiskaivus. This is once he says he wants to have a ksuba, so that's a tanai bezin. So it has the correct zman. That's what Shmuel says. That's what Shmuel says. The shaila is, do we paskin like Shmuel or not? So the Shad is whether anybody disagrees with Shmuel. Maybe nobody disagrees with Shmuel. Maybe there's no shad the way they pass like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, well, they want to prove that Rav agrees with Shmuel. How do they prove this? Rav's son got married, and Rav was nice enough to attend his son's wedding. The Gemara says, very nice of him. Rav did not object to the fact that the Ksuba had the earlier day, had the Zman Bayom, even though they didn't do the Mesiris HaKsuba till the Laila. So the Gemara says, does this indicate Lemik Shmuel Sverle? Does this indicate that Rav is in agreement with Shmuel? So the Gemara says, not necessarily so. Maybe Rav disagrees with Shmuel regarding the Ksuba. The Maisa Bez, not I think anybody's going to disagree. Maisa Bez, Nechtom Ayom, Nechtom Balayla, the way Tess explained, Mishas Psak Din. There's already the Sheba Nechosim and there's Islay Kol and the whole works. But by Ksuba, the Gemara says, maybe Rav disagrees with Shmuel. And the reason why by his Chasana was different, because Asukim Biyoso Inyan is a different story. Asukim Biyoso Inyan would work by any star, the Gemara said. Would work by any shtar. Then maybe if it's not a sukkah miyosu inyan, then it wouldn't be good. But what about bizman hazeh? Let's say by us. So we do the ksuba before there's even any erisin. So it's not shach to say the Shmuel's din. It's out of the question. There is a machlokes in the Rishonim. Over here on this Gemara, the Rashba quotes it. The Gemara said, Leimor, should I say that Rav agrees with Shmuel, v'haraya, that Rav attended his son's wedding, and the ksuba was nichtam ayom and echtam alayla v'alam uluhu v'alam midi. Rav didn't object. So does this indicate that Rav agrees with Shmuel? Rav says, not necessarily, maybe it was different. And if Rav disagrees with Shmuel, but it's any mominous, so we should paskin like Shmuel anyway. So that's what many Rishonim paskin like Shmuel. That the ksuba shenichtam ayom and echtam alayla, it's not a mukdam. It's okay, even if it's not a sukkah mosu inyan from the beginning to the end. And other Rishonim say, no, what is the Gemara pushing to be matche? The Gemara says, should I say Rav holds like Shmuel? Not necessarily the matche. The fact that the matche seems to indicate perhaps the Gemara is pushing to move away from Shmuel, that you don't want to pass like Shmuel. So that's what the Rashba quotes, that many Rishonim pass like Shmuel, and others say no. But the Gemara would appear they're pushing away, they're trying to avoid Shmuel. So what about Bizman HaZeh? If you're going to have a ksuba, that's what Taisa talks about. In the days of the Bali Atesis already, they didn't have a pause in between the Erisin and the Nisun. Like we have. The Gaonim changed the practice, and they have the Nisun immediately following the Erisin. The only thing, you have a slight pause, you have a 3-minute pause to read the Ksuba in between. That's all. And if you have a Chazan sing an Igin, so it's another 5 minutes. You have a Rabbi give a sermon, it's another 25 minutes. So there's going to be a slight pause, but you don't have a major pause. There isn't enough time to make a ksuba then. So Tosis is talking about Yesh Mekayim Shenogim Lichtav Ksuba Be'er Shabbos V'Lechosma B'Matzoi Shabbos, and you give it B'Matzoi Shabbos. What do you mean? When are they writing the ksuba? They're writing the ksuba before Erisin, like we do. They're writing the ksuba before Erisin. Alpi Pashtus. So Tosis says Vein Nochal Asis Kain. Why? Mishum Tosefes, Vidilma Leis Leikola. Taisa says that maybe this, even if you should assume the din is like Shmuel, the Shmuel says that by Ksuba it's the same as Maisa Bez Nichta Bayam and Achta Malayla is acceptable. So Taisa says they think that's only for the Ike Ksuba. That's a Tanai Bezin. The Tosefes Ksuba is only if you accept it upon yourself. So what are you going to say? If he accepts it, once you accept Tosefes Ksuba, then Tosis in the previous Tosis quoted, Neimas HaKsuba Mishametas, they quoted the Mark Ksuba Staf Nunhei, that Tosefes Ksuba, Tanoi Ksuba have the same status as Ksuba, that just like Shviz is not Mishametas, and so Ksuba is not Mishametas, the Tosefes Ksuba either. Yeah, but that's after you make the Kinyan, after you give the Ksuba. But can you say that Shmuel's din should apply to Tosefes Ksuba? The Shmuel says, Arusa ain lo ksuba, but if kosav lo yesh lo ksuba, so kosav lo yesh lo ksuba mitam tanai bezdin. If he wants to obligate, he wants to give her a ksuba, then there is a tanai bezdin. So you're going to say, and there's a tanai bezdin even on a tosefes. Come on, how can you say there's a tanai bezdin on a tosefes? Tosefes, if you give, if you mishabed yourself, if you make a kinyan sudar and make a kinyan shtar on a tosefes, so be it. So then there'll be a tosefes. Once you created the chiyuv tosefes. And the Gemara says in Ksubas Nun Hei, Tosefes Ksubas Dinah Ksuba, and Shvi is not Mishametas. But you can't say that once he expresses a desire to have a Tosefes, So right away it's chal mitam tanai bezdin. What? Tosefek silba de chiv is chal mitam tanai bezdin. Very difficult. So the pash, this is like Tosfos. The Ran quotes, this is a machlekes harishonim about what Tosfos says. And the Hagos Oshri quotes the Or Zeruah. And our Gemara, the Hagos Oshri quotes the Or Zeruah, who wants to disagree with Tosfos. Here the Ran writes over here, Mihu, the Ran in the same place on page 6, the Mihu, Afilu Isa Lahodi Shmuel, even if you paskin like Shmuel, that Ksuba is Nichta Mayam and Achma Lal is good. Ikaman the Omar, Tosfos says the Dafke Bishem but Tosefas. Abul Yesh but Tosefas low. Avi Avagab the Kaimelon to know Ksuba, Ksuba Dominein, Hadamili, Benegir to the Dinim that I mentioned there in Ksuba's Dafnunay. Once he creates the Hischaibis, then I say it's Dinoke Ksuba, that Shvis is not Mishamet. Then he says there are other Rishonim who disagree. The Rav Rishonim disagree. Look in the Hagos Ashri, he calls the Or Zeruah disagrees. He holds that that even when he gets to Tasef is Ksuba also. Just like that Gemara Ksuba says, Tasef is Ksuba, Zdiniki Ksuba. So once the husband expresses an interest in being Meshabed himself to his wife and Tasef is Ksuba, then he's Chai Mitam Tanai Bezen. An interesting Kiddush. Yeah, but the practice of the Bali HaTosfos was that the Eris and Nisum one after the other. So when is he writing the Ksuba over here? When is he giving the Ksuba? The Pashta says they wrote the Ksuba before the Erisin. They wrote the Ksuba before the Erisin over here. So what are you going to say? That this is also covered? This can't be covered with Shmuel's Din. The Pashta says Shmuel's Din doesn't apply here. So why does Tosfos only write Vein Anochel Lassus Kain? Yesh Mekam Shinog and Lichtav Ksuba Be'erev Shabbos. Their practice was they got married late on Friday afternoon because they couldn't, in Europe that was a common practice, because they couldn't afford the fleishik meal every day, so they only had fleishiks on Friday night. So they killed two birds with one stone. So they get married late on Friday afternoon. So the Suda Sachasana, the first Sheva Brachas meal is Friday night. So Ben Kovako, everybody's having fleishiks. So they were Yotze with the Suda Shabbos, that was the Suda Sachasana. So that's the Pashtus Tosfos is describing. They would fill out a Ksuba on Erev Shabbos, and they wouldn't sign it and give it over until Matzoi Shabbos. So the Shabbos, but it has this man from Erev Shabbos. So is that acceptable? So they say, Ein Nochem Lassus Kein. Why is it Ein Nochem? Because of the Tosefes. The Dilma Leis Lekola on the Tosefes. What do you mean? The Yikke Ksuba also shouldn't be anything. If they fill out the Ksuba before they got married, the Pashtus. They're writing a Ksuba before they got married. And we're talking, they didn't make a Kabbalah's Kinyan. Tosfos says, Amiu, Hech de Konamine, if you made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, then there's no problem. Like Alamecha Shlemidi, Kiraminim Vabav Basi Adis Emek Shai. The Pashtus and the Tosfos says, not like Rav Moshe. The Pashtus says that they're making the Kabbalah's Kinyan before they're even getting married. Rav Moshe claimed his, that's the way he read the Tosfos above Metzia, that the way we do it today, we make the Kabbalah's Kinyan before they get married. So that's not the correct one. The Pashtus and Tosfos is saying not so. Pashtus and Tosfos, they're filling out the Ksuba and Erev Shabbos before they get married. So the Pashtus and the Gemara is that this, even Shmuel Shita, the Ran quotes him, the Rashba quotes the Machlokes, but he paskin like Shmuel or not. Even if you do paskin like Shmuel, Shmuel's din only makes sense after during Erisin, after they already have Erisin. Then you can say Ksuba is a Tanai Bezen, even though Arusa ain't look Ksuba, but if he expresses his wish, he wants to give her a Ksuba, in such a case there will be a Tanai Bezen. But if they didn't even have Erisin yet, so what should I have to say that it should be the same as Maisa Bezen? So how can Tosfos talk about it? Tosfos says the only problem involved is the Tosefes. Because they hold that the Tanai Bezen only works on the Ikke Ksuba, not on the Tosefes. We should have said it's a problem on the Ikke Ksuba also. Because in the days of the Bali HaTosfos, there was no time in between the Erisin and the Nisuin to fill out a Ksuba. They're not making it a Ksuba in between. They're writing the Ksuba way before the Chuppah. That's how Tosfos later in Gittin describes it. Used to write a Ksuba, the Chosin lived in one village, the Kala lived in a different village, and the Chosin has the Ksuba written up with the date where he lives, and then he's going to go to the city where the Kala lives to have the chuppah a few days later. So the ksuba is written way before. So Tosfos says, if kana miyado, then there's no problem. Shtari aknaisa, that's the correct man. And if lo kana miyado, then it's no good because of the Tosefos. What do you say because of Tosefos? Should you say because the Yikka ksuba is the wrong man? The only time the Gemara says it's acceptable is if it's during Eretz in Al Pi Pashtus. I don't know, this goes back, this is the same problem with the Rambam. That the Rani asked on the Rambam. The Gemara says Asukim Asu Inyan is not a problem by Shtoris. So the Ran says it's not a problem by Shtori Halvoa, because he already made the Matamor, he already made the Halvoa, so there already is the Shibir Aguf, he just don't have Shibin Nechosin because Leis Leikola. So Asukim Asu Inyan, so it's Leikola, so it solves the problem. But if it's a Shtar Hischaivis, so that's what the Ran asked on the Ram. How can it be? How does it help? So it's the same problem with this Tesis, that we have the same problem popping up in three different places. Same with the Tosfos Dav Gimel, with the old story Halvoa, a story Kinyan, so how does it help Pasukim also in you? And with the Rambam over here, and with this Tosfos over here, the Tosfos Al Pi Pashtus is talking, making the Ksuba before the Erisin. So how does Shmuel's Din apply over here? Before the Erisin is Mamish, there's nothing there. I don't know, it's one major problem here. That's what Ramosha claims, yeah. The Pashtus and Tosfos in the Feirish not so. Tosfos later on talks. They used to write the Ksuba where the Chosin live. The Tosfos on the Pei Amar Aleph talks about it. He used to write the Ksuba where the Chosin live. And then he would travel a few days. The Kala lives in a different city. Travel a few days. And give the Kala the Ksuba with an earlier date.
But then there was already Erisin,
no? No, there wasn't Erisin. Pashtus said that they didn't have the Erisin. Bale Atos lived after the days of the Goyim. The Goyim made a takon. He had the Nisuin right after the Eris. Once in a while, there would be a rare case that they would send the Shliach to be Mekadosh Deisha. You can't send the Shliach to do Nisuin. So, in rare cases, they would have a pause of a few months in between the Eris and the Nisuin, whenever the Eris was done by the Shliach. But most of the time, that wasn't the case. They wouldn't send the Shliach. So, it's the same question. Three times over. I don't know. Pshat in the Gemara. Let's see. The other Gemara is commenting on Rab Shimon. We don't pass on like Rab Shimon, but the comment, Rab Shimon says, if it's Nichta Bayom and Echta Malaylo, it's okay. But even though it's not Asukim Osuinyan. Asukim Osuinyan, even the Chachamim would have agreed. So what does the Gemara say, Rab Shimon Machshir? Omer Rav, my time Rav Shimon Kesav Kimish and Alshan Elam Lagarsha. Fine, Mishas Ksivus I get. The Baal already loses Paris, and the reason for his man beget according to Rav Shimon is like Rish Lakish said. Omer Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish said before, because of Paris.
Right? Why does he even get the Paris? Because Paris was in the Rabbanon, right? So isn't he still paying the Zonah until Tensina?
Yeah.
The whole Sibas, as long as he's getting as long as he's paying his own get here, so who cares if he already started here? He's still paying his own.
I mean, since he's mechuyev to give mezainas,
that's why he gets
he should be entitled to the Paris Nichsim Alum. I think the Gemara says that Paris Nichsim Alum is Tachas Pidyoina. Maisi Adela Baila is Tachas Mizainis. When she says, Eilin Mizainis Veni Oiso, she can do that because Maisi Adela Baila is Tachas Mizainis. Once she says, Eilin Mizainis, she could be Moichel on that. So the male Maisi Adela doesn't go to the Baal. So he's talking until he gives the Nisinis Aget his Mechuyev in Mizainis. So he's still entitled to Maisi Adela. So I mean, what if he wrote the Get and then she's captured? Would he be Mechuyev to be paid to his wife? He didn't give the get yet. These two are zeh tachas zeh. Peres nechsem alug is tachas pidyoina. So you say, Reb Shimon holds that he loses Peres mishas ksivis aget. So you're asking, if he loses Peres, then he should not be mechuyev to be paid to her. If he wrote a get and he didn't deliver a get, he shouldn't be mechuyev to be paid to her. Interesting question. I don't know. Let's see. So what does the Gemara make a comment? Omer shlokin shlichshir pshimin ela liyaltav and kanavan asar yamim loy, because chashinon shema tiyes. Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah it's good if nichta bayom and echtam balayla, that's fine, because it's the correct month. But if it's going to be a long pause in between 10 days, a month, a year, something between the Ksidus Haget and the Nesinus Haget, Reb Shimon will agree that it's the wrong month, because chashinon shema piyes, what is that? What do you mean chashinon shema piyes? It's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi learns on the top of Yud Ches Mei, chashinon shema piyes, it means you're not allowed to give this get. Reb Shimon says that this get is a kosher get, it's not a mukdam. That's only if he's nechta bayam and nechta malayla. But if he doesn't give it till a few days later, then we wouldn't permit him to use this get, because we're concerned maybe it's a get yoshim. And that's a Mishnah later. Basil will say, machlag b'til b'shamay, Basil will say, you're not allowed to be megarish b'get yoshim. Shema b'toch kach, maybe in the pause of a month or the 10 days in between the ksibin and the sina, maybe Baal Leha, so we wouldn't allow him to give this get. That's how Rashi translates. Chashin Hashem Piyes, we have to be concerned, maybe it's a get Yasha. I mean, we don't know if it's a get Yasha. We don't know if it's a get Yasha. But if it's a long time in between, we should assume in the course of 10 days, Mestama the husband was Baal Ishto. What's the whole story? The whole get Yasha is Midirabbanon. So it's a suffix. We should ask him. Was he Baal Leha? We don't believe him. We don't believe him. That's what it means. Chashin and Shem Pies. You don't say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. The whole psul of the Get Yoshin is only the Rabbanon. And you don't say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. That's how Rashi was. Chashin and Shem Pies. Maybe it's a Get Yoshin and you'll be in violation of the Yisr. You still hold that it's also the garbage of the Get Yoshin. So what is Rabbeinu Tam not happy with Rashi?
You're asking on Basil's whole shita?
No. Basil God case when his Baal Leha being Sigil and Asina. I know he is Baal Leha. And here the Gemara is talking.
The Gemara says maybe it's Ruush and Asyafid. It's two Lashon in the Gemara. What do you mean?
By Get Yashon. The Gemara has two Lashonis by.
That's the other case?
Where a man already divorced his wife. And on the way home, they went to Yerushalayim. And on the way home to Kiryat Shmona, takes forever, Ruash and Esyachta Imoy. That's on Pe'alef Amid Aleph on the bottom, Mishnah. And Garish Esishtim, Lo Neim Ebe Pundaki, so then the Gemara has two Lashainas. When the Basila say Tzricha Mena Get Sheni? Is it Ruash and Esyachta, or only Ruha Shenivalo? But let's say I get Yosha. So get Yosha means Shebo'aleo, huh? What does it mean? That's in the Mishnah in Tesam Beis. What does it mean, Nisyached Ima? Just Nisyached? Or it means Baal Leha? The Gemara says the reason for Get Yoshin is Xer Hashem Yamagita Koidim Lebna. So it means a Baal Leha. So here we don't know whether Baal Leha.
Isn't the Mishnah that he's going to be Kotzi Laz on the Get by saying that?
Not he'll be Motzi Laz on the get. People will be Motzi Laz on the children to say that she conceived the children from her former husband after he already divorced her. That they had an affair together after they were divorced. After they were no longer married together. So it's Avlad Ben Apnuya. The children won't be Mamzer, just be Avlad Ben Apnuya. Shemayom Egita Kodim Lubno. He's not going to be Motzi Laz. The Kohol, the public, may be Motzi Laz on the Vlodas. Yeah, so that's if Nisyached Ima Baal Leha, fine. So there's a din with the Rabban, you're not allowed to give a get Yoshin. So here Rashi learns, if you wait a long time in between the Ksiva and the Nesina, then we have to always be concerned. Rashi
says,
on Ayyub,
he says,
the Baal will be Ma'arer, says Piyasti. And Piyasti means what? Piyasti means that it's Baal Leha, that it's a Get Yosha.
Rashi there just says Nisyached Ima.
Nisyached Ima, and he'll say that Piyasti.
Yeah.
So maybe Piyasti means that I backed out from it. See, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi, based on that Gemara, Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, and I'm Bava and Beis, you're not to be concerned about Get Yoshen. Then the Gemara said, but why aren't you concerned Lech Hashem Epiyes? So according to Rashi, that the phrase over here, Lech Hashem Epiyes, means it should be a Get Yoshen. So how can you read an Ayin Vav Amin Beis that'll be a Get Yoshen? It says you're not worried about Get Yoshen. Then the next line, the Gemara asks a different question, Lech Hashem Epiyes. So Taisa says, you see from that Gemara, that in that Gemara, the phrase Shem Epiyes doesn't mean Get Yoshen. So maybe there Rashi is forced into learning like Taisa. Like Taisa learns over here. Taisa says the phrase Shem Epiyes over here, and Yud Ches Amin Beis has the same meaning as it has on Ayin Vav Amin Beis. Maybe Rashi there is forced into learning like the Rabbi Natam, that there means Shem Epiyes. Maybe he was Mevatel again. And he backed out. The husband will say he was nisyachid with his wife and they made peace together, and then he was mevatel the get, and the get was meaningless. The get was worthless. Yeah.
Why wouldn't his laws of saying that it's a get yashon also cause problems? Why does it have to be the other people that are saying it?
Well, what do you mean the laws? Mean the laws is going to happen later.
Yeah.
The law is going to happen later. Yes, but the Yevit, if the husband already gave the Get Yoshen, then the Gemara says it is good. The 2 days in the Gemara, now in Tess and Beis, where the Get Yoshen in this Garsha Tinosi Lechatchila, or in Nisus Loiteitze. But that they all agree in Nisus Loiteitze. That for sure in Nisus Loiteitze. Once you got married, even if it's true that it was a Get Yoshen, you say Loiteitze. One opinion is even in this Garsha Tinosi Lechatchila. Not only in this is Leitez, even this Gashi. But what are you going to say? The husband is going to be Moitzi Laz after he already divorces his wife. He's going to be Moitzi Laz and say that he was Bo Leho, being Sibyl in a Sina. The very Lachar Amaisen. So after it's given already, it is good. There won't be any problem. The Rashi and I involved on the base is translating the Gemara there the way the Rabbi Natam translated it. Because there you're stuck. That's the only way to read. That's what motivated the Rabbi Natam to reinterpret over here on Yud Ches on the base. Rabbi Natam thought that the phrase Shem Epiyes means the Chayshin Shem Epiyes here, and Yud Ches has the same meaning as it has an Ayin Vav Amin Beis, which means that he was Mevatel again. Yeah.
The Baal Din Ma'ar will cause the same problem that people saying it to Get Yoshen will cause the same ramifications as the Baal saying it. Why is there more of a reason to say that people will think it as opposed to the Baal wanting people to think it? The Baal,
but these are his children. Why should the Baal be Moitzi Laz on his own children? Baal wants to get even with his wife, so he's going to say the get was no good. Even though the get was good, he'll want to be ma'ag and his wife. Why should the Baal want to be Moshe Laz on his own father? And what will be, he'll be Moshe Laz on the blood, but it won't affect the get. The get will still be good. So what do you mean, V'lecha Shana Ayin Ayin Vav? What do you mean, V'lecha Shem Epiyah, so on. But the Yevah, the get is good. If she already got married, so the Yevah, the get is good for sure.
No,
see, so here we say the get was written one day, and it wasn't signed till 10 days later. So Reb Shimon says, "Go ahead and give the get." So that's what the Gemara says. How can you go ahead and give the get? L'chatchila, isn't that a get yoshin? Lech Hashem appears. Rashi says, "Why aren't you concerned that it's a get yoshin? Shem is yachad imo, Shem bo aleho, and it'll be a get yoshin." But on that Gemara, you can't say. That Gemara means...
I'm saying over here, why can't it be the Baal? It could be the Shitasa that from both places, the Baal is the one that is the Ma'ara. Just over there, he's the Ma'ara that I was about to get. And over here, he's the Ma'ara and saying it's a Get Yashan, so it's not I should be able to give it.
That was the question. Chashin Hashem P.A.S. means if the Baal says. That's what it means. If the Baal says that it was Mesiachad Imo. How do you read the Gemara? Amar Shlok, Lichshav Shimon Ela Liyalta. Mikan Varasar Yomim Loi. We wouldn't allow the husband to give the get 10 days later because Chashina Hashem Apiyes. What do you mean Chashina? The husband says, "I was nisyachid with my wife." So that's what he tells him. So we tell him, "Rip up the get and give her another get." That everyone would agree.
Rashi says in Ayin Testament Beis, we use Svurin Shemitin Lamishas Ksiva. Everyone else is going to think, not that the husband's going to be mad.
Right, Pashab Shah. Yeah, the Rashi that he quotes, that the Baal is going to be Ma'arer, that's like Taisa says, the Baal be Ma'arer saying that the whole get was puzzled, that she's not allowed to remain with her second husband, that he was Mevatelet. Pashab Shah, that does mean Anardaf. the husband is saying before he gives a get that he was balak. So he says he was balak, so we'll tell him rip up the get, give it a different get. How can you have a machlek sabiyechon eishlokish? What would Reb Shimon say? Of course, Reb Shimon holds it. There's a din of a get yoshin. That's bisul shita. There's a din of get yoshin. You're not allowed to give it like a tchila.
Why wouldn't you say that's a kala de basa nisuin?
Kala de basa nisuin. Which case would be a kala de basa?
She's married to a second guy now, and the husband comes and he says that her original get was pasul.
No.
Now that she's married to him, she has to be yotzei.
Kala. The Gemara has later the din of kala is eid mipiei. When two Edom say, I heard from other Edom that the get was possible. So, Minat Torah Edom Mipiei is not acceptable. In the Rabbanim, they said, Lahachman by Edom Shebiervo, if there's an Edom Mipiei who says that that the woman is an Eshishish to someone else, what she's doing with this guy? So they were Machman by the Rabbanim on Kola. So the Gemara says, this Chumra by the Rabbanim, the Edom Mipiei is good, Lachumra by Edom Shebiervo, only applies Kola the Kamenisun, Kola the Bosanisun, Loi Hashinulay. Chumra was never made. But here we're not talking about Eid Mipiei. Here the husband is Motzi Laz on the get. The husband says that the get is no good. That's a different story. That's not Eid Mipiei. He's the one who gives the get. What? So how does the Rabbeinu Tam translate Chashinish Amit Piyes? Maybe the husband was Mevatel the get. What do you mean Mevatel the get? Mevatel the get is... but he gave the get. He wrote the get. Then maybe he made up with his wife. And then 10 days later he gave the get. So if he gave the get, so what do I care is mevatel the get? So Tosfos quotes from the Gemara later, it's a machlekes on daf lamed beis on the beis machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshet. What's the din if a baal wrote a get, signed and sealed, nichta v'nechtam, and then before he gives the get, he changes his mind and says that he's not going to give this get. So he rips it up and he throws it in the garbage. Then he changes his mind, he wants to divorce her again, so he has to write a new get. He just ripped it up and threw it in the garbage. What if he didn't rip it up? He just throws it in the garbage and says, I changed my mind. I'm not going to divorce my wife. I'm never going to divorce my wife. She's a wonderful wife. And then later on, he changes his mind. He wants to take the get out of the garbage. He didn't rip it up. So that's a machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshet on Lamed Beis on the base. But the chozim migarish ba enu chozim migarish ba. That's what we discussed briefly. Tosfos asks there, what do you mean? One opinion in the Gemara is that you can cancel the lishma. The Baal authorized the Sefer to write the get lishma when he wrote it already. It's already nichtav and echtam. And then the Baal decides he doesn't want to give the get, so he cancels the lishma. Just like Moshe Lamad Avadayimad. A Sefer writes and says, the third fill in a mezuzah, lishma. And then after he writes the lishma, then he decides he doesn't want it to be lishma. How can you cancel the lishma? It's already chal. The lishma was chal already in the Sefer Torah. Here the lishma was chal and the get already. That's what's bothering Tosfos. So some Rishonim learned there is an opinion in the Gemara that you can cancel the lishma. There's even an opinion in the Maskanas Gemara that we passed him that you can't cancel. The two girsas on the Aflamet Beis on the base, six lines from the bottom. Does the Gemara come to the conclusion Gita Gufa Mika Batel or Gita Gufa Mika Miftel? Can the get be Batel? So some Rishonim hold the get. Everyone agrees. Bein l'Rav Sheshet, bein l'Rav Nachman, that you can't cancel the lishma of the get even after it was written, as long as it wasn't yet delivered. Why? So that's what we discussed when we were, at the beginning of the year, when we were talking about ksiva lishma. Ksiva lishma means that the ksiva is the haschalas agerishin, and the ksiva has to be mitzuref to the nesina. So if it's mechusa ktsitsa, mechusa ma'isa in between, so that cancels the tziruf. And what the nami, one amara holds over here, Rav Sheshet sold ein achozim migarish boy. Once the Baal changes his mind, behechlet, he's not going to give this get. So if he changes his mind back again, he is going to give the get. The fact that he changed mind in between breaks up the tzirif between the ksiva and the sin is going to remain shalor lishma. So according to one opinion in the Gemara, we understand what it means. Balech Hashem epiyes. Maybe the Baal backed out in between. He doesn't want to give the get. He broke up the tzirif. But we pass like Rav Nachman. Chozim and Garish boy. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with. The Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with, how does the Gemara say Chashina Shem Epiyes? So what if Shem Epiyes? But after the get has been written Lishma and signed Lishma, Rabbeinu Tam holds Pshat and Rav Nachman, you cannot cancel the Lishma. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, but Agmar is talking, it wasn't signed yet. It was written on one day. He authorized the Sefer to write the Shema. He authorizes the Edom to sign. The Edom can't sign the Shema without authorization from the Baal. So the husband authorized the Sefer to write the get Lishma. He authorized the Edom to sign the get. Lishma. And the Edom don't get to sign till 10 days later. Like the Mishnah goes, Nichta b'yom v'nechta malayla Reb Shimon is machshir. Shlokhi says, what if it's nichtav hayom v'nechtam 10 days later, mikan bar asar yomim, then it's no good because chashin ishem epiyas. If the Baal backs out in between the ksiva and the chasima, means that he doesn't want the Edom to sign. So he revokes his authorization. He authorized the Edom to sign the Shema. If he revokes it, then everyone agrees, Asi Diba Mevatel Diba. That for sure he can back out. The whole Dion, Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman, and the two Girsas on Lamed Beis, on the Beis, and the Gemara, what does Rav Nachman really hold? Gita Guta Miko Miftel, Gita Gufa Miko Batil. The whole Dion only is after the Hasimis Eidim already took place, but before the Hasimis Eidim, that's what the Rabbin and Tam says, before the Hasimis Eidim, of course the Baal retracts his authorization to the Eidim, and the Eidim are not allowed to sign. So that's what Resh Lakish says. Maybe the Baal backed out in between, and the Eidim had no right to sign. Rabbi Yechanan says, what do you mean? You don't have to be worried about such a thing. He didn't tell it to anybody. If it's really true that he revoked his authorization that the Eidim should sign, he would have let someone know about it. In fact, that no one heard of it, it's a right that he was not mefaris. He was not mevatel his tzivui habal. So these are the two pshat, and what does it mean? Chashin Hashem peace. Rashi Anar Daf learns to say Rashi Anar involved in the base is forced into learning the Gemara there like the Rabbi Natan learned. But Rashi Anar Gemara learned differently. Chashin Hashem peace Anar Daf means Chashin Hashem Nesiachad Imo, and we are Mesupik, maybe it's a Get Yoshin. If he's going to tell us that it is balled out, so of course it's a Get Yoshin. So we'll tell him, throw it out and give her a different get. But he says no. He says he was loy bar level. So Rish Lakish holds, we should still be choshish lech Hashem epiyas. Rabbi Natan says Chashin Hashem epiyas means maybe he was mevatel get, maybe he was mevatel the tzibi habal for the chasima. So the Eidim was signed 10 days later and no longer authorized to sign. Eidim can only sign the Shema if they're authorized by the Baal. If he revokes his authorization, isn't it? Then the Gemara has a new, unrelated machlekes. Machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish, same two players, but totally unrelated. What's the din if the Baal authorizes 10 Eidim to sign on the get? Kulchem. So if he wants Kulchem, it's Kulchem. If you don't have all 10 signing, it's no good. So now the Gemara has a machlekes of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. What's the story? Does he change the Hilchos Eidus? Now the Halacha says that all 10 sign with Torah Eidim. What do you say? No. Only two signed the Torah Eidim, and the other eight are Tanai B'Alma. Rabbi Yechon says, Shnai Mishim Eidim, Kulim Mishim Tanai. Rish Lakish says, Kulim Mishim Eidim. He's talking about a case of Adama Kulchem. He said Kulchem. If he doesn't say Kulchem, you don't need all 10 to sign. Only need two. He said Kulchem, and then the Halacha requires all 10 should sign. What kind of a din is that? Is that Glata Tanai B'Alma, or does it change the Hilchos Eidus? He really changes the Hilchos Eidus. How can it be? So either it means that Itaka changes the Hilchos Eidus based on the Pasuk. Ramban comments on the Pasuk in Dvorim. Chumash Dvorim, where it says, Al pi shnayim, al pi shlosha eidim yokum dovah. So the Mishnah in the first parak in Makkos poses a question, Im miskayem so eidus b'shnayim elam apart lo ha'akosa b'shlosha. If it says that two eidim are good, so about a three eidim are good. Yesh b'chal masayimon. If you have three eidim, so you have two. So why does it have to mention that three are good? So the Mishnah has a series of drushes. Lakish Losha Lishnaim to tell you the din of Karav Apostle, to tell you the din Achia Zom Bukulam, tell you the din that if you mazim all three, even the third one gets Kasha Zomam, various dinim. So the Ramban and Chumash writes that all of the drushas of the Tanoim, that's drushas of Torah Shabbat Peh, and the Fipshutu Shal Mikre, he thinks that the Pasuk is saying the following, Al Pishnaim Eidim Yochim Dovar, if I have it in Torah with you, and I say I have two Eidim, I say, I can prove that I'm right. So the business says, you can prove it only if you bring two Eidim. If you don't bring two Eidim, you don't win the din Torah. But what happens if the fellow says, I can bring five Eidim? The business says, oh yeah? You said you can bring five Eidim? The halacha now requires five Eidim. If the Baal Dover himself says, I can bring five Eidim, so the halacha changes. He said, the halacha says, two Eidim, al pi shnayim Eidim, yakum Dover. That's if the Baal Dover doesn't say one way or the other. So the halacha sets up the standard. Then in Nisa the Heter, Eidechon them, Yisurim, and in Mominus you need two Eidim. But if the Baal Dover himself says, I can bring more than two Eidim, Al Pishnayim or Shlosha Eidim. then maybe that's over here. That's Reish Lakish says we don't pass like Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish holds kulam shemaidim. You could learn pshat literally kulam shemaidim. That since you need tzivei habal for the edim to have the right to sign, and he says kulchem chasayim, I want all ten to sign. So since he says I want all ten to sign, so he's setting up the din over here that this get requires ten edim. The Baldova has a right to establish a higher level of birur that you need 10 edim instead of 2. The Pashtus is not so. The Pashtus, we don't pass like Reish Lakish anyway, but the Pashtus, Pashtus, Pshat, Reish Lakish is, he also agrees that it's Kulam Mishum Tanai. But the nature of the Tanai is that it has to look as if they're all edim. If one of them, he said Kulchem, so it's 2 Amishum Edim and 8 Amishum Tanai. But the Tanai is that it should be Beturis, it should look like Edom. So if any one of them will be a Korav or a Pasnal, that's what the Gemara says. Lamai Nafkimina. Gemara says, one Nafkimina will be my Benai, Yikimina, the Chasam Eitrei Menai, Beyond Minat Nikam Alasar Yomim. The other Nafkimina will be Inami, Korav Apostle. If you have Korav Apostle. So you don't necessarily have to say Pshat and Reish Lakish that he really changes the Hilchas Edis based on the Xeris Apostle. Al Pishnai Mashlash Edom, that's how the Ramban sounds like he said. Rabban is saying it within Reish Lakish, but we're not passing like Reish Lakish. Yeah. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It could be the Rabban is referring to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tzorach Levara Kainosa, that if he says I can bring 3 Edim, then we require Hashtag has to bring all the 3 Edim. So it could be either Reish Lakish really holds that the din of Hilchos Edus changes, or Reish Lakish just meant to say that the nature of the Tanai is that it should be Beturis Edus. It should look as if it says Nafkemina, but Korav Apostle and Nafkemina, where they all have to sign on the same day. If only Reish Biyachanan holds only 2 of them should made them and the rest are Tanai the Alma, the only required 2 of them should sign on the same day, should have the correct Tanai. And Reish Lakish holds that the nature of the Tanai, also Mishum Tanai, nature of the Tanai is that they all have to sign. But they all have to sign looking like Edom. So mainly they all have to sign on the same day. But we're not going to pass like Reish Lakish anymore. Okay. We'll stop here. I apologize for coming late today. I expect to come on time tomorrow. I was told that I should participate in a telephone conference that was supposed to end at 12:30. And then till 10 after 1.